And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, joining us now, spring planting, of course, is on the minds of a lot of folks across rural America. We want to talk about some different things that you need to keep in mind here as you get ready for planting season, including why a springtime burn down could be critical for soybean yield potential. Joining us now, BASF's Mike Probst is with us here. And Mike, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So as I mentioned, we're kind of at that point of the year where a lot of folks are getting ready to put soybeans in the ground and thinking about spring planting. But thinking about how last year was kind of tough in some areas for weed control, we want to think about how to mitigate some of that risk in 24. Springtime burn down could be a critical step here. So talk about that just for starters, why that could be important to help maximize soybean yield potential this year.
Yeah, usually when I'm thinking about the success or lack thereof of a herbicide program, a lot of times you can look back at the first thing that is done in the year and see if that was done correctly or if that was successful. It seems like it sets the table for the rest of the year. And so if you manage some of those early weeds well early in the year, you're probably getting off to the right on the right foot. If we do have some struggles controlling some of those weeds, even in a burn down, that can really make it difficult to catch up and recover from that throughout the rest of the year. So for the folks that require those burn downs early in the year, making sure you get it done timely and making sure that it is successful is just going to make things easier for you as you move throughout the rest of the year.
Well, and I think, too, some of this nicer weather we've had as of late could maybe help some folks as they think about getting out there doing some of those springtime burn downs, because I think about some of the various weed pressures we have at our soybean fields. I mean, there's a lot of different challenges that could be had out there across the country depending on where exactly you're located, right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. The ones that we see out there aren't maybe the typical culprits that we think of as the yield robbers, like a water hemp or something like that. We're seeing a lot of those pesky winter annuals show up. That's the henbit and chickweed, shepherd's purse, pennycress. If you're in the right spot, probably even some mare's tail that can be very challenging if you let that get out of hand. That's what we're seeing show up right now. And if you're in any of these areas that have had some of this abnormally warm temperatures for late February and early March, there's a pretty good chance you've seen a lot of fields really starting to green up these last few weeks. I know I've been keeping an eye on that, and it seems like it's progressing a little earlier than it usually does. And we're even starting to see a lot of purple hues out in some of these fields as some of those chickweeds and things like that start to flower. So it's progressing very quickly, and from some conversations that I've had with folks around the countryside, I think once we get through this little cold spell and start to get back into some slightly warmer temperatures, I think we're going to see a lot of those burn down applications start going out pretty heavily.
Well, and thinking about some of those burn downs, plus maybe some earlier planting, I know kind of combining the two together, I've heard some talk that could be very beneficial. Is that right? I mean, talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think the secret is out on the early planting of soybeans, and it's getting pretty hard to deny that there is a yield benefit from doing that. And so being able to find opportunities to get planters in fields maybe earlier than what is traditionally thought of on those soybean acres is becoming more and more of a priority. And the key to doing that is making sure that you can actually get out there. And when we see a lot of those winter annuals out in the field, it makes it more difficult to get out there in a timely manner. They're going to make it more difficult to till them up. If they get out of hand, it's going to take longer for those fields to dry out and for some of those soil temperatures to warm up. So a lot of those weeds just kind of create a barrier against being able to get out there early. And that's where we see some of the interest in getting that stuff cleaned up, because the sooner you do that, the better chance you have of being able to get that planter in the field.
Well, and thinking about if you can get out there a little earlier and avoid some of these weeds early to really get the soybean plant a good start, I would think, too, that even, you know, later in the growing season, that could help you with some of that later season management, too. If you know, there's other pests and weed problems out there that we hear a lot about in soybeans between SCN. You know, you mentioned water hemp earlier. So I would have to think getting a clean start and maybe a little earlier could help with some of that later season management as well. Right, Mike?
Yeah, it can. A lot of what we're seeing with some of these early planted soybeans specifically is just how much more growth they get and how much more quickly they grow throughout the season. So if I'm thinking long-term, well into the summer, the faster that we get those soybeans to canopy, that's just going to make them more competitive against some of those late emerging weeds in the summer. And so we see water hemp continue to emerge later and later in the year. And so if we can try to get those soybeans canopied earlier, they're just going to be able to compete with weeds that much better.
Well, Mike, talk to me about a few maybe BASF products as we're thinking about that spring burn down and more. What are some things that growers can maybe consider from the BASF portfolio in their fields?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got our burn down portfolio, especially on soybeans, really revolves around our Kixor technology. And so that's going to include products like Sharpen, Verdict, and Zidua Pro that all have that burn down capability. And the best benefit that we see from including one of those for a burn down application is just the speed of activity that we get from that Kixor technology. So we see very quick contact burn across the board on those winter annual weeds. And like I said earlier, the faster we're controlling and cleaning up those fields, the faster we're going to be able to move on to that next step. So seeing that quick burn, that speed of control compared to maybe some of the more slower acting systemic products out there, like, you know, for example, the 2,4-Ds or even just a straight glyphosate application, having that quick activity is just going to allow us to get that control a little bit faster and hopefully lead to that field being ready for whatever the next step is. And if you want to pair just a solo Sharpen with whatever your burn down program is, that is one that we see have a lot of fits with a lot of different options. But we've also got, for example, Zidua Pro in soybeans is a combination of that burn down and then also comes with Zidua and then Pursuit in there as well that are both going to be acting from a residual standpoint. So it's kind of an all-in-one package. So depending on what your preferences are, we've got a few different options that can really fit into a lot of different programs.
Well, Mike, if folks have questions, I'm sure if they reach out to their local BASF representative or go online, a lot of great ways, their local retailer, a lot of ways to get in touch and learn more, isn't there?
Absolutely. Talk to your local retailer or BASF rep, and we're always happy to help. And we're pretty easy to find online as well. So always ready to help.
Fantastic. Well, with that, BASF's Mike Probst, thanks for joining us here today and telling us more about a spring burn down in your fields. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.